When you pray, what is your favorite way of imagining Jesus? What image of him do you have in your mind? Is it him on the crucifix? Or is maybe it is Jesus teaching his disciples? I have a picture in my room that I've had there for maybe 30 years in various rooms that I've lived. But it's a picture of Jesus with a very gentle smile. And eyes that penetrate with love. There's another image that I like very much of Jesus walking down the road with his apostles, they carrying their fishing gear, and Jesus having a good laugh. The images that we have of Jesus are important to us because they can help us in our prayer. The image, or images I should say, that come from the first reading today, to me, are very rich images. One of the lines of the book of the Apocalypse talks about salvation is from our God and from the Lamb. Why does it use that image of Lamb? Well, to understand it, we have to go back to temple worship of the Jews. They would sacrifice a lamb in the temple. And they saw that sacrifice of the lamb as somehow a way of gaining forgiveness of their sins. In some symbolic way, the sins of the people were put on the lamb, and then the lamb was slaughtered, and it was offered to God in atonement for their sins. The book of Revelation sees Jesus as the Lamb who carries the sins of his people, the Lamb that offered himself in sacrifice on the altar of the cross. And so that image of Jesus, the Lamb, and the blood of the Lamb can be very rich for our meditation. You go a little further into that reading. It has that wonderful image. It talks about all those saints gathered together up there, or out there, wherever it is. And John asks, who are these people? And finally the answer comes. They are the people who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. What a wonderful image. Washing our robes in the blood of the Lamb, and they come out white. That is what has happened to our souls. Our souls have been washed in the blood of the Lamb, and they have been cleansed. They have been purified. And they have been cleansed and they have been purified because we have become one with Christ Jesus. He has made us members of his body. And being members of his body, we share in that great gift which he gave of himself to the Father when he offered himself on the cross. And truly, we have been made white. We have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb. It's another wonderful image in the second reading. Again, by John. Talks about how we are sons and daughters of God. And he can say that we are sons and daughters of God because we have been made such by the Son, by the one who became flesh for us, by the one who gave his life on the cross. We have been gathered to him in the life-giving waters of baptism. We are truly sons and daughters because we have been united to the one Son. We are members of the body of Christ. Today we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. It is a feast that celebrates all of those countless, we hope millions, who since the time of Christ have washed themselves in the blood of the Lamb. Those countless souls that have united themselves to Christ Jesus through the waters of baptism, through the bread and the cup of the Eucharist, and have become one with him. And we have become one with them because we also are members of Christ Jesus. We are united with them, and they are united with us because we are all together members of the body of Christ. In some way, this church, this building, was designed to help us know that. Because look around the outer walls. We have over here St. Teresa. We have back there behind the crucifix St. Isidore and his wife Maria, another saint. We have all those saints over there in that wall. We have Maria Goretti over here. And back behind the choir, we have Joseph and we have Mary, along with their son Jesus. It's trying to show us that we are surrounded by the communion of saints. And now in the month of November, we not only have those official saints, but we put around all those other folks. And we hope that they're all also gathered in that heavenly kingdom and they are together with us this morning, praising and worshiping God with us. And we know also that they are interceding for us and that they are asking our loving God to pour his abundant graces and blessings upon us. We are members of them, and they are members of us. And that's all that we celebrate in this great feast of all saints, that oneness that is ours in Christ Jesus our Savior. They intercede for us. We pray for them, if any of them still need forgiveness of their sins. But they also serve as models for us. Those who live faithful lives, those who lived in union with Christ Jesus, they teach us that we too can do it. They overcome whatever obstacles they faced in their lives, whatever temptations, whatever weaknesses, and they lived in unity with Christ Jesus. They become our hope. They become our models. They become our intercessors. This feast is about all of that. About that great army of saints that is gathered into the kingdom of our Father. We thank God for them. We ask God to listen to their prayers. We ask God to forgive any that yet need his loving mercy, his loving forgiveness. All of this we celebrate this day.